it's Canzano. Thanks for making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe and leave us some feedback. Also, the podcast is brought to you by Multnomah Medical Clinic, dedicated to providing breakthrough, non-invasive, drug-free solutions to ED problems. Call Multnomah Medical Clinic at 503-899-4199 or visit them online at multnomahmedical.com.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Nick Daschle of the Oregonian watched the Oregon-Oregon State game. Want to know what he thought. Jonathan Smith in the second half of games, he's been phenomenal. What is that coaching staff doing, Nat Daschle?
I don't know. They're doing something in the locker room, that's for sure. I think part of it, what it is, you know, a lot of these teams, they're seeing schemes and things for the first time, and you know, players are kind of, you know, sort of in the right position, but not quite. And as the game wears on, they're dialing in on what these teams are doing. And the second half of the last three games has been pretty impressive on the defensive side for sure.
Jonathan Smith saying today that Tristan Jebbia's hamstring injury is significantly more serious than he thought, but also saying that the Beavers are hopeful that Jebbia will play Saturday against Utah. Gamesmanship here, or is there real concern at Oregon State?
No, he tends to give him every chance of playing on Mondays, and I'm only speculating here, but when you start talking serious and hamstring, I think you're seeing Chance Nolan on Saturday. I mean you saw him after the game. I mean, he's on crutches and. He said they're doing some more tests today, which leads me to believe they don't exactly know how serious it is yet. So, I mean, I'll be kind of surprised if Jebbia is the quarterback on Saturday, just because I know how these hamstrings go. They think they're a week, and next thing you know, it's a month. they don't respond quite like a lot of injuries.
Chance Nolan. Tell us what we can expect. We saw him take a snap. By the way, the announcer's calling it like it was a miracle that the guy could take a snap and quarterback sneak it. But what can we expect with Chance Nolan?
Well, he comes to Oregon State with a reputation of being a dual threat quarterback. But Smith and Brian Lindgren have both said that, you know, they don't plan on changing the offense much for him because they're, you know, he's starting to get acclimated to what they're doing. So, I mean, I don't know what kind of an arm he has. I frankly haven't been to a practice, so I don't really know how good his arm is. So I don't know. But, as the weeks have gone on, I ask about Chance, and the vibe gets a little better every week. Jonathan said today that, you know, he's really been improving the last few weeks. And Brian, I know the first week, you know, I asked, and he's like, I don't really know. And then it was a little better the next week. And I felt like last week, I think he thought he could get Chance into the game if he had to. And so I think at this point, they're okay with putting him in the game. I don't think that would have been the case maybe, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Had Oregon State's players had enough with the losing? I mean, I looked around the field in the second half, and I saw veteran players and guys that had been in the program 2 years and 3 years, and it wasn't the youth that I saw over at Oregon, and maybe that explains some of what happened, especially in the fourth quarter, but had Oregon State just had enough?
Well, I mean, if you lost 11 out of 12 to your rival, I mean, sure, but I mean, having enough, it doesn't mean anything. I mean, you got to have something to back it up. And, you know, finally they have a defense that can do something. I mean, as you could see during the game, you know, Oregon State was every bit as physical as Oregon, if not more so. And they finally have some tools to, you know, to beat back on Oregon. So, I mean, yeah, I'm sure they've had enough, but that doesn't mean anything if you don't have the talent and the and you know and the knowledge and all that other stuff. But they finally have that. I mean, they have, and it's particularly noticed on the defensive side. You know, offensively they've been able to move the ball in Oregon, you know, over the years, but defensively they just haven't been able to slow down Oregon, especially their running game. But they did that Saturday, and so yeah, they're. Yeah, I think that combined with, you know, wanting to finally break through, you know, led to a win.
Nick Daschle of the Oregonian is with us. You've seen Oregon State match up against Cal, you've seen Oregon State match against Washington, and you've seen a match up against Oregon. How does Oregon, in your mind, match up this week against Cal and next week against Washington in what a game that could decide the conference North Division champion?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what CJ Vertel's status is. I mean, is he hurt? He didn't play much in the second half. But you know, Cal's got the most experienced quarterback Oregon will have seen to date. Garbers has played, you know, quite a bit, and he's pretty mobile. I don't know how Oregon, you know, I didn't really see how well Delora did against Oregon, but you know, Garbers will give him some trouble. But you know, I think if Oregon you know learned some lessons from Friday, and I think they can handle Cal. Washington's going to be physical, and that's going to be a different deal. And I think by the time Washington gets to that fourth game, must be their fifth game on their schedule, I guess. You know, they're going to have the North title in sight. And, I mean, yeah, I could see Oregon losing again at some point because they've got a lot of youth, and it kind of showed up Friday. And, I mean, I don't know if it's going to be a you know, problem throughout the year. But, I think
you.
They can beat Cal. I think Washington, I don't know if they can beat Washington.
I like them to beat Cal. I feel the same way about Washington. I feel like that one is going to be tough, and I think it's going to be for the North Division. And frankly, I think USC right now is the best team in the conference if we're looking at who's the most dangerous best team. But again, it's 2020. Give it a week or two. Daschle is with us. Defensively, Oregon State has had problems stopping people. In the first quarter, it looked like Oregon would score on every drive. And by the end of the game, Oregon State's making stops. Is this coaching strategy? Is this, you know, Oregon State's players figured something out on their own? What was happening in the fourth quarter that's not happening early on?
Well, I mean, we talked to some of the defensive players after the game, and they just pounded the message that the coaches put us in the right position, you know, to succeed, and you know, but they didn't really elaborate on well. Didn't appear that we put you in the right position in the first quarter because you weren't in the same zip code with Oregon in the first quarter. But
right.
I just think that those two inside linebackers, Omar Spates and Avery Roberts, just make such a difference. Roberts figures it out as the game goes on, and he's in the middle of everything. If you notice in the second half, he was in the middle of everything, and that's how Tim. Tibisar wants his DP, you know, if they're playing right, his inside linebackers are in the middle of just about everything. And so those guys are making a big difference. And then Anjay, you know, Hughes Murray, who started 2 years and then missed all last year, he's finally starting to come around. And he had the biggest game of his career on Friday. And I think you're going to see a lot of him down the stretch too. Cause I mean, he wants to finish his career on a high note. And he's playing pretty well. The guy that I'm not sure what's going on with is Rashid. I didn't see him in there a lot in a lot of the big drives in the second half. He was in on the very last drive, but I mean, he just hasn't had the impact that he had a year ago. And no one seems to be able to, you know, pinpoint exactly what it is, you know, whether it's the opponents, you know, doing things to him to minimize his impact, or he's just not having the same year. But again, those middle linebackers, they just make a big difference on the team.
Nick Daschle, read him on Oregon Live, follow him on Twitter. Thank you, Daschle, for joining us. I appreciate you, man.
All right, we'll see you.
There he is, Nick Daschle. You can get a podcast of that interview, like you can get a podcast of this show, on Apple, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, SoundCloud. Get a podcast wherever you get a podcast. That's what I'm saying. Leave it here. Our big splash is coming up. Kelly Graves, Oregon Ducks women's basketball coach, later in the show. Plus, we got Punch It Audio. We have a great Punch It Audio. You'll hear the latest from Oregon and Oregon State. We'll talk about Cyber Monday and a big disappointment in my television viewing experience last night. I waited all week for a show that I've been just dying to see the season series finale for, and it left me feeling a little unsatisfied. Leave it here. Christmas is on. That's right, it's happening. Christmas is a thing. I don't know if you looked around. I think everybody's really eager to get to Christmas because then they know New Year's comes, and then the next year, and then a vaccine, and then maybe we're all outside again, hanging out. One of my big disappointments of the weekend was the show The Undoing. This is the show that we've been binge watching. Hugh Grant in it, Nicole Kidman in it. Really good miniseries. That's what they're calling it, miniseries. I was a little disappointed when I saw it was only 6 episodes. It's based on a novel. Should have known. I should have known where this was going, because this is a novel that is not meant for sports radio host, sports columnist guy. This was a novel that was meant for the demographic of women 25 to 54. And I still got sucked into the show. And a little bit in the Bachelor's sort of marketing, this is the greatest, the most dramatic episode ever, kind of that marketing got me into The Undoing. And Nicole Kidman, fantastic actress. But I start watching The Undoing. I start really getting into it because, you know, for those of you who have watched it, you know what I'm talking about. For those of you who haven't, the central character very early on, one of the central characters accused of murder. It's kind of a whodunit, right? And we're all kind of figure out who done it. And I got friends that are texting me. I got friends that are watching it. And ultimately, last night came the season finale. Spoiler alert, if you're somebody who's tuned into this. I felt a little bit like how I felt at the end of Lost. Remember at the end of Lost, you know, you went through like 5 or 6 seasons of this. Where are they? What does it mean? Are they in heaven? Are they in purgatory? Are they really alive? Are they dead? And in the end, you're kind of like, oh, it's a letdown. I kind of felt that way last night in watching The Undoing. Because in the end, it turns out that the great mystery is that there was really no mystery. Like, this person actually did it. And for me, that was very unsatisfying. And I don't think I'm letting out any secrets here because, yeah, it's like I literally was waiting for this dramatic twist, this great finish. And it was only yesterday as I went to cue the episode up that I was like, this is it. This is the series finale. I was waiting for this dramatic. So, Judah, are you watching The Undoing on HBO, or did you watch it?
No, I didn't. I've been waiting for your updates, so I'm similarly disappointed. You've been my correspondent.
I feel like...
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.